This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. You've probably heard of C.S. Lewis, the British writer who taught English literature at Oxford University and then Cambridge University. He's best known for his works of fiction, especially the Screwtape Letters, Chronicles of Narnia, the Space Trilogy, and then for his nonfiction books on Christian apologetics, books like Mere Christianity, Miracles, and The Problem of Pain. But Lewis was also a prolific letter writer, and I've enjoyed reading his personal correspondence as much as, well, just about anything he's written, really. I like reading about his private life, his reflections, his friendships, and his progress in thought. He wrote a letter dated July 31st, 1954, to Dr. F. Morgan Roberts, and it was about Lewis's rules of prayer. He's answering a question from Dr. Roberts. I'd like to read what he wrote, what Lewis wrote. He said, "I am certainly unfit to advise anyone else on the devotional life. My own rules are, number one, to make sure that, wherever else they may be placed, the main prayers should not be put last thing at night. Two, to avoid introspection in prayer. I mean, not to watch one's mind to see if it's in the right frame, but always to turn the attention outwards to God. Three, never to try to generate an emotion by willpower. Four, to pray without words when I'm able, but to fall back on words when I'm tired or otherwise below par." And then he noted, "With renewed thanks, perhaps you will pray sometimes for me." That's from the collected letters of C.S. Lewis. I want to think about what he says here. Lewis was no ordinary person, no doubt. He was a prolific and brilliant writer. But he wasn't a pastor or a trained theologian. He didn't sit in an ivory tower somewhere away from the real problems of life. So he speaks to us in that way as an ordinary person. Okay, I want to note that first rule of his. I think it's really important to think about that. He said, rule number one, to make sure that wherever else they may be placed, the main prayers should not be put last thing at night. Now that's important to remember, and here's why. What often happens to us is that we get up in the morning and we're in a hurry, aren't we? So we rush to get a cup of coffee. We're ready to get out for the day. Maybe on the way to work, we talk to a friend on a cell phone or we listen to a radio or whatever, and we're busy. We get to work, and our nose is down through the day. We work hard, then we come home, get dinner ready. If you've got kids, well, you have all those responsibilities in addition to everything else. And then you're exhausted. You finally go to bed. Oh, then you remember prayer. So you pray something like this, "Dear Lord, forgive me for not praying as much as I should." And as you drift off to sleep, you pray for a good night's rest. Now, I'm glad if even you do that. At least you're making an effort to pray. But we wonder why we're not growing in the spiritual life. Why do we tend to overreact to problems that come our way? Why are our intuitions and our decisions so often based on our feelings rather than from God's direction? See, that day that I've described to you where we rush from beginning to end and we barely have time to catch our breath and then we're asleep and we just sort of say a quick prayer at the end, you know, that's your life. Well, you think, "I'll have more time later when the kids get older or my job slows down." But let me tell you something. The kids may be up and gone, and your work may slow down. You may even retire, but the patterns that you've established for your spiritual life over the course of the years, well, they're not going to change. You'll simply replace stuff with other stuff that keeps you busy. And that still won't include the spiritual realm in any depth unless you're intentional. See, the truth is, if you are waiting for someday to come so you can have more time to get to know God, you're not only presuming on God's grace to have that day, but you're really not being very realistic. So here's my challenge to you. If you aren't doing this already, it's real simple. Just start tomorrow, or at least this week, and make a decision. That's all I'm asking you to do now, is make a decision to make prayer a priority. not simply an afterthought at the end of your busy day, when you get all the important things done and you say good night, God, before you drift off. Don't put off, as Lewis said, your main prayers until late at night, when you're tired and really aren't capable of carrying on an active, meaningful conversation with much of anyone, much less the God of this universe. Find some time somewhere truly to engage in a conversation with God. And next week, we'll talk more about how that happens. And in the meantime, you go out there and you be the person God created you to be. Here comes the sun. Here comes